Now, there's no denying people like to natter away to their pooches, and I, for one, have had better conversations with my parents' Cocker Spaniel than I have with some humans. But is man's best friend actually listening? How do they process this information so that they know to run to the window when they hear squirrel, but hide in the corner when they hear the dreaded bath time? Are they paying attention to both what we say and how we say it? Georgia Mills spoke to Victoria Ratcliffe from the University of Sussex, who's been investigating the canine way of listening.
Speech is quite a complex signal, and it's got a lot of information being transferred at the same time. And one of the things humans do is we divide the information up, and it's processed in different areas of the brain. So we wanted to compare whether dogs also divide up this information and how similar it is to the way that we do it.
As I'm talking to you now, you're not just processing what I'm saying, the words, but also the way I'm saying it, the intonation. And what's more, these types of information are dealt with by different sides or hemispheres of your brain. The left hemisphere processes the what, and the right processes the how. But how would you find out if this is the case for Fido?
We used a behavioural design called head-orienting design, which has been used with lots of different animal species to look at how they process their own species' vocalisations. So the way it works is you have two speakers that are placed either side of the dog, and a sound is played from both speakers at the same time so that the sound enters both of the dog's ears equally. When sound input goes in through each ear, then it's transferred mainly across to the opposite hemisphere, the brain, and the hemisphere which is more specialised in processing the information works more efficiently. So the sound is heard more clearly from the opposite ear.
In other words, you can work out which side of the dog's brain is processing the information from which way they think the sound is coming from, shown by which way they look. To tease apart words and intonation, some interesting sounds were played to the test subjects. There were phrases the dogs were familiar with.
Come on then!
Then there were phrases with neutral intonation, just containing the words the dog knew.
Come on then!
And also some sounds with intonation, but without any meaning. And it looks like humans, dogs process both the meaning and the intonations of human speech. And they process this information in separate hemispheres, just like we do.
They showed different biases for the different information in speech. So the fact that it had biases in the first place is consistent with the idea that they're perceiving the different information in the signal. So they're not just getting one aspect of the information out. Also, because they showed opposite biases to the verbal information versus the speaker-related information, then it suggests that they're processing these two main aspects of speech differently in different areas of the brain. When they heard the verbal content that was meaningful to them, so the familiar command,
come on then,
they responded differently to when it was not meaningful to them.
Fon on, Ken.
So it suggests that the way they're dividing the speech up depends on the relevance of the information to them rather than just the way it's encoded in the signal.
But is this very human way of listening shared only with man's best friend, or can it be found across the animal kingdom?
So we don't know if dogs show these different biases because during domestication it's possible that humans have selected dogs that respond quite well to spoken command. It would have probably been beneficial for them to adapt to be able to understand different information in speech so that they can cooperate and cohabit with humans. So it could be that dogs have converged in the way that they've evolved with humans, or it's possible that other animals would also show this ability if they had enough exposure to speech. So it could be that lots of different mammals have the potential to have these differences, but we've just seen it in dogs because they're exposed to speech quite a lot in their everyday lives. So one of the things we'd like to test is whether these differences are also shared in other species of mammal. And if they were, then it would suggest that these differences that we see in humans in related speech have ancient ancestral origins that are shared across different mammals.
Victoria Ratcliffe on her work into how dogs listen. She was speaking with Georgia Mills.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Kat Arney, and also Chris Smith. Now for our main theme of this week, the internet.
The World Wide Web turned 25 years old this year. It now includes over 1 billion websites, and there are at least 3 billion users. Every day, 3.5 billion searches are tapped into Google. There are 500 million 140-character tweets getting issued, and 150,000 hours worth of video gets uploaded to YouTube. So the internet has become a pretty big deal. And later, we'll be looking at how the power of the internet can be harnessed for the common good, as well as lifting the lid on an off-limits hidden arm of the internet called the dark web, that's home to hitmen, drug suppliers and gunrunners. Not that you're any of those, Kat.
Absolutely not. But first,